AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Alright guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. I know it's been a long week. And today I'm back with the familiar crew, Obe, Daniel, and Kelvin, I bet.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a fun week of football. You know, I'm pretty sure everybody's ready to get on with it. Anyway, how was your week though? How's your week been? Overall.
Football wise, very, very, very enjoyable actually. Very good, very nice.
Football wise,
what about real life?
Real life. I got the run up.
Thank God, so we don't read Thanksgiving at least.
Holiday this month. Yeah, it's not been easy, but at least football is entertaining, guys, you know.
Bruh.
Now, I think they use.
Hold ourselves.
after that 2 weeks of international break, maybe they know international anything again.
Yeah, I think there's no international break till at some point next
March. Yeah. March.
Please. It's getting irritating. It's getting too much now. It's like it the last 2 months, it's been like there's been an international game like every three games or something.
Three.
It's getting so annoying.
Is that annoying thing that will always be there at least? I mean, players got, we have to play, they have to play together so they can like develop chemistry. So it's something that cannot be like, because I was thinking that they could cut it down, but I thought about it actually. In a club, the guys cut down, not be really international. So
do you think so?
Yeah, there are lots of club games.
I think so, because
that thing, what's it called? That new Euro game, those new set of Euro games they added.
Okay.
Euro League, what's it called again?
Nations League.
Yeah, Nations League just replaced like random friendlies, so it's not like it's not like they added more games. It's club that actually added more games to the schedule, which is making it heavier for
players.
I'm tripping, guy. I don't know. I hear you though, but are you sure? Because guy, I don't know. I'm noticing that there are more and more international breaks. Like so. You're saying they have not adjusted. Okay, so how come the players are complaining about more increased games to their schedule? Where are the games coming from?
No, they've added a new.
It's club, yeah. It's club because of. I even think Club World Cup Euro and which kind? New fixtures of champs.
Yeah, I think it's really just champs that guys were referring about. Champs.
And then I think next summer there's gonna be a Club World Cup, so and it's gonna be like random World Cup. It's not like just a few games like before. It's now a whole like there's two teams and shit. The one they added Messi's team.
By force, they say anyhow, you have to play this.
Relax, you know, don't start.
The guys market time.
I just do say Daniel.
There's no people in some Miami, no win their league.
At all.
Atlanta flogged them now.
They say no. Messi was still playing football.
But yeah, so if games are gonna be reduced, it's definitely from the club side. I don't see them reducing international football. Because wait, how you want me to get chemistry? So
just do vibes.
But yo, like, you guys see Nigeria, B?
Bro, don't worry. That segment will come because that one.
Yeah, that's a different level.
I really don't understand it again. Like, I don't know. And it's not as if it's still happening this year. We've been having this type of problem for, like, at least for a long time. Our players, they are going to perform well in club. But like, how am I having Victor Osimhen, Victor Boniface? I'm having Iwobi. Then all of a sudden we bring all of you together. You can't beat Rwanda. You can't even play quality football. If you go to your club now, you'll be scoring 96 plus one.
Is that you, bro? The problem is that I think they keep relying. I don't know. I think they need to hunt more for midfielders because, guy, this it will be an experiment. I think we should give it a rest.
Defenders,
you can mention those. If I ask you the attackers, you can mention that. But if I ask you the midfielders for Super Eagles now, who will you mention?
But is this guy done? Was this guy that was playing in Brentford? Why is he not? But he's a CDM or something, I guess.
You cannot put you. Iwobi does not really offer anything, guy. Iwobi does not do anything there.
But this guy is balling in full hand. Attacking
midfielders, or at least central midfielders that can create. We don't have. We have.
I want to say something.
Iwobi is balling. This is one of their best players in full hand this season. Iwobi.
Super Eagles.
Not for Super Eagles. I'm saying for full hand.
He's balling for Fulham.
My level is that. I ain't no rate to Fulham now.
Say no rate to Fulham.
People like Iheanacho, senior man. For some reason, coaches are hell bent on playing him because he's left foot. And I'm like, if you're not playing him 10 or supporting strike or something, just leave the game. So I don't know.
Iheanacho is having a terrible time, Sha, this season. I think that guy's career might be on.
Iheanacho in 2024. Let's leave this down.
Yeah, I swear.
Iheanacho in 2024. Let's leave these people. Let me just. We should be going home now. Which one is Iheanacho?
Why are you talking Iheanacho?
Iheanacho is not. Sevilla. They regret himself to the buy him.
Sevilla. And they bought him. Yeah. And they don't know now. Permanent buy, Abby.
I don't even know what to do, but I don't see the regret.
No, but I'm just saying, there are some things we need to be letting go of now. Yeah, that's what people are saying, Ndidi, they're just looking at it with one eye.
But Ndidi is playing well, sure, as they come.
All you know, choice. Damn.
I just think we've not come up with a structure to fit in all the players yet.
Are we not having, because I think it's now like, I don't want it to sound somehow, are we not having homegrown, all these our local leagues that no cam at all, I'd be somebody that can spring up.
There's a boy, there's a cam, his name is Dele. I was telling Chidalo about him. Dele, this team, but they don't really, they look at him as like a second team player. They don't start early. Dele Bashir, he plays for Lazio.
Because
you're
doing
as if
the top boys that are there.
I guess what? Anyway, see, we'll leave this depressing conversation, I beg.
No. Because of small 5-1 now, be 6-1.
Champions League.
Up is now. It because of small 5-1? She not sporting the young, but it'll be small.
There are several 5-1s, I believe. Which of the 5-1s?
No,
sporting. That's
It was 5-1 yesterday.
Yeah?
It's 5-1 now.
5-1.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there were a lot of goals like yesterday's game.
Yeah, yesterday's
Atlanta game. Atlanta Young Boys was 5-1, and so I think or 6-1, I think. Atlanta
Young Boys was 6-1.
6-1. Then Atletico Madrid 6-0.
So,
yeah.
I don't know who is having the worst time in football right now. Mbappe or Guardiola? One of the, I don't know.
For me, Mbappe. It's definitely Guardiola because
no, it can't be Mbappe. It's Guardiola for sure.
Man is losing. He's losing himself.
And man's about to play Liverpool next, bro.
Bro, they will do them so badly. They will do them so badly. Like, see, do you know the worst thing about this thing? These players, yeah, most of them, yeah, they have been here for long. They are used to winning constantly, right? Yeah. They have not experienced hard times. Do you understand? So, they don't have that grit. They don't have that grit to come back from a losing streak. See, I see this losing streak going on and on and on and on because these players, they have, like, when was the last time people like De Bruyne had to pull his team from the gutter? They don't get them. They don't get them for body again. He's playing.
Yeah, I think a couple of them are just tired.
Eh?
Tired.
I think they're old and tired. Like, someone like Bernardo Silva now, or like freaking Gundogan, those guys, they've won trophies, bro. They don't even look like they are putting, they have the legs to do that shit anymore. I think that's just part of it. Like, six of their players, like, even them, I mean, John Stones is still kind of young, but freaking Ruben Diaz, like, all those guys, they are just coming back from injury and they're old, so it's like,
I'm just so sorry for them.
If you actually look at their squad,
I'm sorry for them because where they are going to, if you're coming to Old Trafford, I'll be like, okay, we can do Old Trafford ginger. You're going to Anfield. Those people, Anfield. If you see what happened today, I saw Curtis Jones in the midfield turning three Madrid players left. I'm like, wait, calm down, Oga.
You know, I think there's a parallel between these two teams, Shao. I think, like Ope mentioned, the age. Bro.
Yes, how, is a problem.
How Modric wants that they catch Curtis Jones?
No, yeah. Even Madrid. That's what I'm saying.
Come on, Modric. Modric, he should go and be with his children. He's a league football. What is Modric? In Nosy Cruz, we be junior, we come out. What is he still doing?
The person why PC pass today in Bellingham, he play defense. He play midfield. He play everything today. And all he wanted today from, like, let me say, the likes of Mbappe, the likes of the others, it's just run for me. Just run. Right. I'm not even saying do anything more. Just run.
Yeah. When Mbappe stepped up for that penalty, you reminded me when I was in JS3. They call me out, make I pray in front of school. Guy.
Already, I could
in the, like, fear. You could see the fear in his eyes.
You could see the fear in his face.
I knew he was going to miss it. See, and
look at the penalties, actually, Sha. No, penalty was trash.
Keller
is pretty good. He has
kept
his last three penalties now.
Do you see the look on his face that Mbappe had for taking that penalty? That's the same look that Rashford has had on his face for months now. When person they fear, in no one fuck up. That's already you're low in confidence. The dragging that they have done on social media has gotten to you. So you they fear to make any mistake, any Jonathan.
Yesterday, there's a Liverpool fan above me, like directly above me. So yesterday, he was passing and told me, that match might be tough. I was like, is Zemvini playing the stadium? I say, Mbappe will kill you people on the left. What did this brother play on the left? I'm like,
Bradley would have done.
Like, that's why.
Look who locked him up, Bradley.
That Bradley boy is no joke, though. Conor Bradley, probably my best player. Probably one of the best players in the game.
No, actually, they've been comparing him to Trent. Like, Trent is even better defensively. Yeah, he's good attacking wise, and he's better than Trent defensively, technically. So,
there's nobody.
That's my man of the match.
Trent will no deliver to the game. Trent just the wait for summer.
I think he's waiting for Madrid.
Waiting for Madrid. He's not even because I think Ancelotti self was like, we think Trent might. I was just like, nah, this relationship is not there. All this one is just media.
I think Trent and Salah will leave.
Yeah, Salah is going deaf. Salah is going to go.
Salah wants to stay, though. I don't think Liverpool
wants to stay. He wants to stay.
No, he wants to stay, but he's asking for 500. He's on 400.
I don't know how much he's asking for.
500. He's on 400 now.
If Salah enters,
he will be the face of that Saudi league. He will be the face of the league if he enter that league. First of all, he's Arab. He's Arab. He's Arab. He's still in his prime. Guy, come on.
They said, but I feel like that's what I'm saying. But I feel like Omo, if Salah should stay this league like two more seasons, it's not as if he's dropping. You know? The only thing that changed with Salah is his hairstyle. That's all. Energy, strength. This man is pushing.
He has been consistent.
How many years now?
Last season, there were spells last year where it looked like he has slowed down, Sha. If I remember
correctly. But he does not stay for long now. When he slows down, you pick up again. He does not dwell in bad form.
His worst season is 18 goals. His worst season, apparently, the worst season they said is 18 goals.
Yes. Yes. Nah. So now, you're telling me now, if someone like Salah goes to the, he's still in his prime. If he enters that Saudi league now, and the team that wants to buy him is Al Hilal, the team where they win everything already, right? Where they oppress your boy. With the oppression CR7 will go there like this. You know, the all this you win they do. All this you no trophy. But the team where they win there.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It's not like that year. It's over. It's over. Like, so I think for me, football purist mind viewpoint, I want him to stay in the Premier League, of course, because the guy, they give me joy. But if I was
I still want him to stay in the Premier League, yes, definitely.
Okay, come on, Jerry. May start to become best.
But guys, the difference, I don't like saying this thing, but the difference with Odegaard and Saka and Odegaard and Arsenal without Odegaard and Saka is like night and day, guy.
Now why mean and go by we will be replaced. Both of those players. Go buy Ada Guler. Go buy him for Madrid. He can play right wing. He can play CAM. So if any of those people injure, if he enter any of the positions,
if he come out, if he actually come out. Because Nasser will Odegaard come, join them.
They bench the guy.
The bench him. The same they do. Guler never even start one cup. Up to one complete game.
Yeah, at all.
Okay. What about Brahim? Brahim too, not the same exact type player. The same exact. He can play right.
Right. Endrick looks like some guy that is just playing a testimonial match.
throughout today, he got the ball. I'm not saying like he will get the ball. Try to drive. He will push him. He will fall. I'm like, brother. I hope you're not doing all these things for clicks. Play football, let your team.
A lack of confidence now. When they know they play you, they will come carry you.
Get for confidence. Liverpool. Lack of
they
confidence.
Bet you like last 8 years, they come put you for Liverpool. You see, say, as Lottie, they try to sabotage these boys. Boys, when you know they play, nah, they
I don't. Leganness. I think maybe specifically, don't be lack of confidence. It's just decrease.
It won't be a problem. Because. Nah. What's this the hairstyle he even carry himself?
The guy that make me laugh. That guy. Attachment
Baba puts for
him. Hendrick no they interested. Hendrick no they interested in team football. Now he own stats in the fine.
He just
Hendrick. Hendrick you wrong ball.
I like
Hendrick
he takes shots.
Hendrick they take shots for 55 yards. Oh boy, wait. So
you say he gets inspiration from Bobby Charlton. He just won't be.
That guy is doing like all this career mode player. It won't make impression. Sharp.
The funny thing now, now between that, see that Hendrick and Victor Roque, when they carry Victor Roque, send them go when by the way, they mean talk say, Victor Roque and the way Barcelona buy and Hendrick, where Real Madrid buy, say Hendrick did pass Roque because Madrid didn't hold him and then they mean send Roque on loan. But now Roque, they play football. Hendrick just did the. Hendrick did it. Educate, they analyze benches all over Spain. Now, what did they
do? You know what I want to say, though? I think Madrid is in their need. What do you call a striker? Nicknamed striker, they didn't striker.
That's
Madrid is actually in their need of a striker.
Desperately. desperately.
Yeah, because none of them there. They don't even have the height. They don't even have the physique. They don't even. They can't even like. That's the reason why Liverpool could press them easily, because they didn't have any kind of exit. Like, don't pump the ball out for a striker to bring the ball down to actually attack.
I think so part of Madrid's problem too is though, like, they are missing Cruz replacements. Like, that is a midfield trio right now. Camavinga is not really that good, in my opinion. I mean, it's okay.
Tchouaméni is worse. But...
at least Tchouaméni is more physical. He'll give you that physical presence. Camavinga will just be running up and down in midfield, bro. Like, he just the run in pass through ball, the center of the enter. I don't really know. So it's like, and Modric is old, and Valverde, that one is, I don't even know if he's a midfielder. That one is like a right wing guy, in my opinion. But him is the only decent midfielder I still think. Okay, starting, I can start Camavinga. But right now,
Valverde, I think the midfield should be Bellingham, Valverde, and either Tchouaméni or Camavinga. But I think Valverde is very important in that midfield, guy.
Yeah, no, Valverde can stay in that midfield. Like, he be pressing, and he's very physical and knows how to tackle and all that. But Modric and Camavinga, I don't think they are supposed to be starting anymore, man.
Oh, no. Modric should be at home with his family. I don't know why.
Modric
not be playing football. I'm sorry. Like, the last, they will be saying, oh, and he's 39. Oh, and he's every time on Twitter, every time he plays game.
But guys,
oh, and he's 39. Omo, we didn't see him. We didn't see him saying they're 39. Why?
But the first half,
The
first half, he looked like he was controlling the game. Actually, I don't think they have anybody else who can control the game the way he can, Modric, despite his lack of physical, like.
But sometimes in football you have to let some things go. Just allow it, brother.
They need to choose the replacements because
they need. Okay, Modric, that nine is not carry. See, I feel like Madrid, they don't even need just a nine. They need a nine because it's clear that their wingers will be the sources of goals. So they need a nine that will be more, that will sit back, let the wingers score the goals. Do you understand? They don't need like a Haaland right now. So may then conquer Zexy.
Zexy will leave France, go back.
That's what I'm saying now. Like, the same kind of, he can do what Benzema was doing for Ronaldo.
They need someone like Giroud or kind of what Havertz does. Someone that's big, just throw a long ball, he'll bring it.
Zexy is 6'4". Zexy is 6'4". Why did they play with Zexy?
But he doesn't play like that.
Everybody forget they punt their striker for sales. Look at
this. None of us have good strikers.
All of them are saving our strikers.
I'm saying listen.
But I know once again.
Zexy is 6'4". But he tries to feel like he's Jesus or some shit like that.
Zexy is really 6'4". He'd be running with the ball like as if he's a nifty guy like this.
He feels like a small player.
One striker dude that busted my brain this season is Lewandowski, bro. That guy has 20 something goals already.
Yeah,
Lewandowski
is going on
longevity now. You play with Lewandowski.
That is crazy, bro.
Dude, he might have.
But I feel it's because of people, his fellow counterparts are turning up right now. Teammates are turning up right now. Rafinha on that wing is becoming something else. It's different. Then Yamaoki that's just come back. But like the whole team they are playing some kind of good football. So it's helping him to deliver all those type of goals now. All right.
So, Barcelona, they confuse me because this is their last game that they lost. They drew. I mean, so very very silly. They kept catching them out. That their highlight was they don't look like it was working anymore.
But that's what I'm saying is that it just takes like how many games, 2 to 3 games. A serious team, okay, this is how you want to play, and we can catch you. Real Madrid would have beat these people. I don't understand why Mbappe just kept becoming offside. You would have beat these people, but then.
I mean, they are missing Yamal, though. Maybe, Aura is something in football. See what
they
get.
Yeah. Aura. Tactically, they are not missing him, but it's Aura. Like, that, our star man. And isn't it funny that boy is, 17 years old, and a team of that caliber is missing him?
I think part of why this nigga be running offside, Sean, Because I was watching Mbappe today, and back to my point about like a midfield that can find Mbappe, is like those number of times that this guy was offside. Yes, we understand, okay, he was just running. But Mbappe, those offsides were tight. He actually had a midfielder that was in sync with this guy.
That was creative.
Like Cruz, that was creative, creating those chances. Mother outside trap would not catch Mbappe then. Like, that's a lot of those balls, the passes were too late. Like, today, even I saw Brian Diaz and Adagula trying to create for him. But it's like, you could tell they were not in sync. It's either Mbappe will run offside and they can't pass again, or the pass will come and they will intercept it. Like, it didn't look like pure football. Like, they had their chemistry. Each of them knew what they were doing. So, I know it's just Mbappe's fault, man.
That's a good point. But my biggest criticism of Mbappe itself is not even his movement and all of that. It's more about, like, his taken ability seems to have been nerfed.
His lack of form, lack of confidence. Once a player loses confidence, it looks like a lot of their abilities are just gone. Do you understand? But it's just lack of confidence. Once he's back confident again, you'll be able to take on. But then also there's another thing. I think like the league is affecting him. I think he stayed too long in that French league. Do you understand? I think he stayed too long there. So I think the thing affected, like, he's used to playing all them breasts, all them people like that. Do you understand?
The breast is boiling out, so you
have just seen her breast.
Do you understand? Like, imagine like 60-70% of your game of your games in a season are against weaker opposition like that. Do you understand? So I think that one too. The boy should have I think Mbappe is an idiot. Yeah, and I think he's the architect of his failures, because when Matisse were begging for him all these years ago, before Vinicius became a problem, he could have come. Yes. He could have come to the team. He could have come since. My guy waited till they got an established player in his position. The player now became the best in the world in that position before you now decided to come. What's in the worry?
See, I don't
displace Vinny from that position. It's impossible. He will never displace Vinny.
He can't.
I don't think the reason he's playing bad is just because he came from Champions League. This guy's been going Champions League too. Like, I think it's just his first game. See, this guy that eating defenders up in World Cup final. He's probably just like suffering from lack of confidence right now. And personally, I think he's also more of a pacemaker chance than a techie dribbler. So I think
even the pace that he used to use before to beat people, like, I'm not doing it anymore. It's not there. It's not as if I'm not saying he's not fast, but it's like everything is not just going his way. It's just today now. I'm telling you, today I was like, Mbappe, you can press that. Like, you can actually go and run for that, and you might win it though.
But
he's just going to stand there and say, okay, Bellingham is coming. Don't worry. He's waiting for Bellingham and Valverde to get the ball. Then he'll start picking Raven and he'll throw the ball. I'm like, it doesn't work that way now. You have to press to join Colebo.
The problem is that they have been playing for him. For the last many years, that's the whole team, they have been playing for him. Everybody has been pressing for him. He has been, PSG was created, was built for him. Even with Neymar and with Messi, they still build the team around Mbappe. Do you understand? So now he has come to a Madrid team where there's real legit superstars everywhere. Like, they know Madrid is not built for anybody. I think the last player that they built the team around was Ronaldo. But after Ronaldo left, it's every man for himself. If you want to show yourself for the team. So that's what's worrying him now. So now they expect him to track back in PSG. Pretty much they were all doing that stuff for him. Now in Madrid already, I don't know who was complaining the other day that I think it was Lucas Vazquez that Omo, when will they defend? Some people in the dressing room know they defend. I don't know, I can't remember the exact quote he said.
We defend as a team, we attack as a team.
Exactly. And that thing was a dig at Mbappe. Clearly. Like, oh boy, we know they here to carry. You're not the star, we're not your water boys. Do you understand? We know they
here. I see this boy has kind of picked up that attitude as well. Because if you remember last season, Vinny was actually be tracking back. But this season, like I say, he's seen Mbappe now. Like, you might not tracking back. Yeah, not the track back. So with me this.
Today was even the most that I saw Mbappe track back before.
What'd you say? Like, today?
I said today's match was the only day that I saw Mbappe even track back or manage to track back.
Yeah, no,
because before him and Vinny, the two of them would just be camping up front, like it's literally just standing.
Standing. Like, there was a, but I don't know which game was that. I don't know which. I think it was like 2 weeks ago before this international break. That's again, of course, Bellingham. He had the whole ball at the edge of the box and he crossed the ball inside. And he opened it and I was like, that's the goal because he expected Mbappe or Vinicius to be at the end of that. No. Guess where these two people were? They were behind at the left corner standing. I'm like,
standing. Mama. Why you also, Ancelotti. This one is Ancelotti. Big time. Ancelotti don't see problem when you know if he handle now. You see, Ancelotti, this is style of we're all friends here, football.
Yeah,
express yourself. Yes. Express yourself on the pitch. We're all friends here. Now he don't go carry three left wingers, right? He has three left wingers. And now at this point, this is where a tactical coach.
This is a challenge for me.
Really tactical will be able to. Yeah, you need tactical discipline now. Vinny, they your left. Mbappe, stay middle. Stay in the middle. Just like, because even this guy, Thierry Henry, when Thierry Henry first made that switch to becoming a striker, right? That was a problem that the coach had with him too. They said they had to be telling Henry, stay in the middle.
Because you keep drifting
to the left. You're a striker now, you're not a winger anymore. So stay in the fucking middle. Someone needs to shout in Mbappe's ear, Omo, stay in the middle, you are the striker. Now, and also...
Today's game, they were actually switching. But
how come all these old players could make the jump from wing to strike? So
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Many and different kind of wingers. Aubameyang started off as a winger. Van Persie started off as a winger. Henry started off as a winger. Cristiano Ronaldo started off. How come all these people were able to make this switch to strike? But our current day wingers, no fee maker. Rashford, how many coaches have tried to switch into striker? You know they work. Right?
Rashford?
Is it a lack of intelligence?
Rashford,
is it a lack of intelligence?
Rashford,
no, I'm really wondering. I'm really wondering.
Rashford, spiritual. The guys go pray.
There are some that are very versatile. You don't even know what they actually are anymore. Like Gabriel Jesus. I'm not even a striker or winger or bench player.
But
Jesus' role is pretty determined. Jesus is a defensive striker.
I think it's people like Daniel that is costing. It's people, fans like Daniel. If you argue Rashford with Daniel, he'll tell you his best position is in the left. Keep him on the left. He's only in the left he can play. People like that. Because why is Mbappe saying, oh, he cannot play in the middle, that he's only in the left he can play? Why? Coach don't tell you, play number 9. That is why we are paying you how many millions you are getting per week. Play the number 9. You see his fans gassing him up, but he produces more on the left. Now they've given you the left now. You don't do anything.
My thing is, I personally would like Rashford to become a striker because I think his best talents are in front of the post. Like, as a winger, I don't need to talk about his deficiencies. Nigga does not track back. He does not do a lot of things. I would prefer for him to be a striker. But the thing is, if he can just... How come... Guys, so many players have made this jump from striker, from winger to striker. So many. I don't understand. Like, is it
different levels of intelligence and adaptability, Sha? So it's not everybody if you do them.
No, okay. So, okay. I hear that. Okay, so I understand Rashford's zone because you know Rashford. Somebody like Mbappe. Mbappe is a very intelligent player. His football IQ is high. He makes the right decision. What is the as a striker, you just have to improve your link up play and improve your back to go game. Do you understand? Improve your back to go. Like if somebody like Aubameyang can be a good striker, why can Rashford not do it? Right? If somebody like Aubameyang, because Aubameyang is a getting behind type of striker. Do you understand? It's not a really.
You know, there are guys that maybe coaches have seen. I'm like, okay, this guy have the has the ability to transition to this position because of something. Sound like Gakpo now. I won't be surprised if Gakpo becomes a center forward in the future.
Yes.
They've already played him there a lot. Klopp was playing him center forward last season.
Gakpo doing this thing. Yeah, no. I never thought Gakpo was actually a striker before.
Yeah, same here. I thought he was a striker.
Even
in World Cup, he was a midfielder now.
More like maybe CF, like supporting striker. But he used to play through the middle, like in my opinion. And then this slot, because they actually were playing Diaz through the middle today. Diaz actually plays as their striker.
Yes.
Yeah. So Diaz has been amazing this season.
That's why I say you guys shouldn't bother. On Sunday, if Nunes tire, Diaz day, if Diaz tire, Gakpo day, if Gakpo tire, plenty. You see that Man City day we collect?
Man still collect. I don't know how they're not going to collect.
I'll be want to say something, Sha, but you get some players you see, like you see this guy, you will know that okay, this guy probably can't transition, man. So just let it be. Nobody, everybody should transition. I know they were trying to force Walcott to be a striker back in the days. I know say no go work.
Walcott is not a good finisher, so that would be crazy. Now that won't even follow. It's like trying to switch Dan James to strike. It won't work.
The center forward position
is like trying to be a finisher.
Always. It's not always about finishing. That's another thing. So it's about how much you can also create space and find space in the box. If you don't finish, you can create for somebody else. It's not every great striker that was the best finisher. So
I can't. I'm just waiting for the moment. I'm waiting for the moment that this my coach will come out and tell these people that Rashford, Garnacho, they'll be leaving the club next summer because I don't know. Don't worry. I'm telling you because
Garnacho is still young. I'll be surprised.
No. Let me just tell you something here. If not for Ten Hag's downfall, waiting this coach go use the IC because all of a sudden right now everybody understands that now it's going to take time to build a team. It's going to take time to do this. Man left last week ago. He saw how all these people were passing the ball. He beat Man City how many weeks ago? He played his first match against United. Grey hair almost come out. Because he can't fathom, like he doesn't understand how you cannot make a simple turn and pass the ball. He doesn't understand how you cannot. No worry now, and you see people gassing this. Garnacho fans day, Rashford fans day, really hype him up.
But Garnacho was better decision making wise before. I don't know, it's something that happens in Manchester United. Yeah, when it comes to technical players, a lot of players who were good technically, they come to Manchester United and they just forget. They forget how to pass, how to make the right pass, the football IQ, it seems like it reduces. Like somebody like Rashford, I swear to God, when he burst on the scene, IQ was higher than he is now.
I don't think it's an IQ thing, Sha. Someone once said like when footballers are at their best, they're not even thinking. I think he was just young and he was playing with more freedom. Mbappe 2018. Might not be anything deep like that. I think he's gotten older, more responsibilities, more pressure, and he's not
boy.
I think Rashford, I understand
what he's saying, and he's like 70% is correct, because I mean when you are young, it's just I love this sport, I just want to ball. That's my own. I want to just naturally. And I want to just be out here, and all of a sudden as you are growing, I know you know more, it's the bag, all these ones with these people they talk. They will still hate me or not. You get what I'm saying? But I don't see this. You see this, our whole system thing? We'll win some games. We're going to win some games. We might win all these small games. You see what Arsenal just did to Sporting, Abi? It's the same formation. Same formation. But something is missing. What is missing? Intensity is missing. They are not feeling. Amorim is not giving them. And now Amorim wants to try it with United. That doesn't even have... You see, if you ask, like, I've watched the videos of previous fans and everything, they say, the true players away that couldn't play the system. And he coached those guys for almost a year for him to get all these things. So when we are going to come and play the likes of Arsenal now, we haven't played Arsenal this season. We haven't played Newcastle, I think so. We haven't played the big dogs, the big boys. It's only Tottenham now that we played. And who? We haven't played the big boys now. So if you're going to play the big boys now, what's going to happen? If they slap, if Arsenal slap us 5-1 again, you will say sack Amorim or what? Do you get what I'm saying? Because yeah. I think it's going to take like a whole, it might even take this whole season before it starts.
It will take time.
I don't mind. As long as we are seeing progression, that's my own thing. As long as
I will not turn this into my U chat, yeah.
No, sorry. We'll go back. To, I know. Say you want to talk about your Arsenal, but this, I just watched their highlights now.
So first, what's wrong with Foden, though? He's having a terrible season so far.
No, I can't even explain that one. I won't lie to you. I don't have an answer to that.
Which one is you can't explain? It's normal. It's Foden. Once the system is failing, he can't perform. It's simple.
He's looking like the Foden of England. The Foden of England has matched up with the Foden of Man City finally. It's been a few years, but now they have matched up. So I thought the England Foden will match up to the Man City form, but it seems like the other way.
I think the Man City has matched up with England. they need to define which position they play.
Yeah, Pep is going to kill that boy. He needs to leave that club. Sorry.
I don't understand. He plays right wing sometimes. He plays through the middle sometimes. Maybe Foden is just that talented and Pep is still hoping he just figures it out. But like,
it's not
Foden is starting to, he's starting to lose his head at this point. Because like, Baba just been letting shots and I don't know, it's not clicking.
It's not
this season, man. Last season, he was on form. But this season, what's it for them, man?
Pep does not trust him as a number 10. That's what it is. Mm. Pep does not trust him. And it is simple. It's simply because Foden is not creative enough as a number 10. I think Pep...
I don't even see him as a creative player.
Pep is a shot. He's a box crasher. He's a box crasher. He won't take shots. Yeah, he wants to take shots. So I understand why they keep playing him on the wing. I get why Pep does not put him in the middle. Do you understand?
He's creative, but in very small spaces. Like he's always very direct. Want to? Okay, he can either take a shot or make a small pass. He's not going to like see maybe come in, pick up the ball, try to open the defense with a pass. That's not him.
But he's a ball progressor. He can run with the ball.
He can progress the ball.
That's so how I would play him. Yeah. If I was playing him, I would, in a 4-3-3 or in a 4-2-3-1, I would play a 10, like a real. Because I agree to me too. I feel like my number 10 has to be creative. All this Bellingham type of number 10, no be my 10, I beg. My 10 is supposed to be.
Yeah.
I like a Madison type of 10. A Bruno, somebody that can create. Do you understand?
Madison. Bruno? How you think Sly Bruno entered?
When I want to start with Bruno, eh?
No. Please. No slander to Bruno, please.
You cannot when it comes to creating chances, nobody can argue with. There are some things that you can say about Bruno, but creating chances, creating chances, you cannot argue. My point is, I like my number 10. He's a creative player. Yes, so Foden, if I was to play Foden in that setup, I'll play him as the 8. So he would just be running with the ball in that midfield. Do you understand?
Yeah. I see that.
I'll play him as
No, personally, I'll play him very close to goal. Even though he's no defensive duties. He's very dangerous closer to goal, Sha. That's what I would say. I don't think he's that. When you're playing very deep, like in England, Baba know they do it. No effect on the game.
You just ghost.
Zero effect.
But I think as the... You play him close. So you would play him as the 10.
Maybe as a left, that kind of left winger that will be entering the middle. You get like an interior. That's what I'll play, man.
And then if you play him as a 10, you can play a deep line playmaker to be.
Yeah, exactly. Creative. I'll play like the same way you used Florian Wirtz or Musiala. The same thing. You know, just let them be around there. Do one thing. But he's not going to be my main creative player, Sha, from deep.
He cannot. It's not his game.
Why don't they just bench the Savinho? Because, Savinho is good, but play for the right wing. Once the Bruyne comes back, play the Bruyne 10. Just play standard 4-2-3-1.
Is Savinho good?
Position.
He's
decent. Like, don't get me wrong. When he first started, he was looking like, it could be
Anthony
is bad when he's not even scoring. Savinho is good. It's just that he's not scoring or assisting.
Savinho has 0 goals in 19 games. Please, Tabek.
No, but he actually plays well too.
Man City for build starts with Anthony. First three games, three goals. Haba now. Come on.
But you can clearly see
that place for 1.5 years. They deceive us with those 3 goals. What Anthony did with those goals, Nwitin, Madueke, Nani, is what Nani did in that Wolves game. Nani has been shit since that game.
Yo, even Sterling last season. Sterling against Luton, hat trick.
Yeah. Then they will keep you in the team for 10 games. They hope so you will replay. You replicate that game.
I'm saying
Cole
Palmer
has
done turn now.
No, even Cole Palmer done the code.
You know, currently in a winter for UK.
The guy on cool there like this.
Palmer. Nah, this tells me.
This so I can't compare none of this man them with Saka, bro.
That's what I'm just about to say.
They do man them FC.
Sancho don't go by
Balaclava for all of them.
Saka looks like he's getting better and better.
Saka will keep getting better. Someone said
something about Saka that he has now realized. It's like before, everybody's looking at, oh, that humble kid, that young boy. And now he has realized that, okay, I'm
really, born. Yeah.
He's there now. So, it's different, though.
When Saka injures, your team, they look the same. Like, you guys really need a backup for Saka. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
Saka, I know they got, like...
So. No, I noticed. In terms of, like, being... decisive and being like output wise, of course, and our most important player is Saka. But in terms of that Arsenal style of play, like where you see us create chances, peg back the position, like attack, is Odegaard. But if Odegaard is not playing, we can still win, but that's where you see a more defensive Arsenal.
Yeah,
way more defensive. But that style of play, where we are pressing,
say the truth, we say it's way more defensive. Say packing the ball, Arsenal.
To be fair, even this game, bro,
we were still playing defensively. It's just that when we did get the ball, we were able to keep the possession. Because like when you give Odegaard ball, he will control tempo.
He can control it.
He controls the tempo. Yeah. Well. So it's just that it just happens that when Odegaard is not there, that transition from defense to attack doesn't happen as much because it will just be like we're packing.
And we don't hold the ball. We don't hold the ball long enough.
Right. Yeah.
So that's just the difference.
How do you feel about Merino after seeing him play in the team for a while?
I don't mind Merino.
But I thought they bought him 8. That nigga is straight 6. 3-6.
Well, if he do both, too, he's more. He can. I think he's a very good player in the position keeping in the position team. He can pass the ball. Okay, he's quite decent.
He's good on the ball. The guy is fast.
He's good on the ball. He's better than Rice on the ball.
Yeah, actually, like passing, but Rice has more legs. But I think if anything, he has helped like. Putting a rotation in that midfield now. Because right now, I'm not scared of any, like, even like combine Partey and Merino, combine Rice and Merino. Anybody.
Also, Partey is not injured prone anymore. What happened?
Guys, he's trying to do his best, you know. Before a mistake, Ingo mistakenly go deal. No, me talk, I'm sure. He wants us now for support team.
All these Premier League boys. They are very silly. They don't realize that they have become the prey now to all these girls. Didn't they say if he really committed those crimes, you would have arrested him by now? The people who are guilty, they always get found out, you know? Except maybe Ronaldo. But his own was in the US, so we can give him this thing. But I'm saying like they took the matter to court, right? And they said he'd not do it. So may everybody free him. I hate when I go on social media. Every time they mention Partey, even Arsenal fans will be dragging him.
It's haters. If he's guilty, let him be guilty.
If he's guilty, they would have exactly. You see, Mason Greenwood, guilty as hell. On the he's okay.
But do you think open and do you think you guys are? If you guys win your next game, do you think you guys are open to top? Oh yeah, you guys don't feel open to top four now, but title contender. Will you guys be title contending if you win your next game?
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Honestly, I hope Man City and Liverpool would draw. At least to be 7 points. And
no, they can't draw. That draw is not happening. But I'm telling you,
I think they might draw.
There's a massive 6 or 7-0.
you know, besides Rodri, let's also not forget that earlier in this season they were playing without Rodri and they are winning.
Also Kovacic. Kovacic, exactly. That was
And Kovacic is injured. He's been injured for a minute now. He's coming back this weekend, so at least they'll get some semblance of normalcy.
My thing is, why doesn't Pep use that thing that he was doing where he plays a 4 in the midfield? That's inverting one of the fullbacks invert so that the midfield can get some kind of stability. Because clearly, without Rodri, what Rodri was doing in there, Rodri was doing the job of two people in that midfield, right? So if he does like Kovacic and Rico Lewis or something, Rico Lewis play right back, then talk into midfield. He can do something. And I say Rico Lewis and not Kyle Walker because the football has left Kyle Walker. he's done. And he got lost.
I agree, Sha, but personally, I feel that Kovacic coming back is big. I'm not really that. I wouldn't completely write off Man City this weekend.
What about Nunez, though? Isn't Nunez a DM? He can play there.
Yeah.
Matheus Nunez.
Serious calm. Nigga wants to score goals, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched him play a lot, but I just figured that So he's an attacking. Why would he go to City then? He's the clown.
Who goes? He was in Wolves, though.
If he was still there,
call you. No go.
Any attacking midfielder right now, the space for attacking midfield in Man City is already saturated. There's no space to go there.
Yeah.
But personally, I think this match can end in a draw next weekend. Liverpool has to.
At Anfield, unless Kovacic comes back. But if it's the same Man City,
you don't really back. He's
coming back.
Yeah. It's like you guys don't understand what's happening. This guy just beat Madrid 2-0. And
I'm not talking about
injury
stricken Madrid.
Come on,
Liverpool beats Madrid. Liverpool is right now.
But I'm not saying Europe.
Like in the whole Europe right now, Liverpool. Everybody was saying it was Barcelona, but if you look at the numbers now, Liverpool.
There are factors.
Yes, Liverpool has not lost. Liverpool is the top of the Champions League table.
I know that they are top, but come on, Inter Milan the ball too.
Premier League table as well. And the last game, Liverpool has lost one game this whole season and drawn.
Arsenal go catch them. We go still play them. No?
Arsenal versus Liverpool. I love that game.
You guys are
there. They've
won all the matches.
I know Liverpool has won all the Champions League matches, but come on, Inter Milan has been good as well. The only match Inter Milan drew or at drop point was against Arsenal. And Liverpool lost against Nottingham Forest.
What's Inter Milan's position in the Champions League? This new Champions League format is nice because you got this.
They were first yesterday to Liverpool play today. But Liverpool can beat City, Shah, no doubt. Even I think Arsenal should have beat City, even for that red card. City's not really easy.
You guys are saying beat, they will climb them.
You see what Spurs did to City? That's what I think is going to happen.
Do you know that they are factors?
You guys don't respect Pep too much. The guy don't watch all these games, though.
It's not a matter of disrespect. It's just like saying, if you win City, you're going 11 points straight up. That's what is in Salah's head. He's not thinking of, I want to beat City.
Also, Salah is playing for contract, though. Don't forget.
He wants to go 11 points up before January. Come on.
This match will happen like Man U, Man City. where we just write off Man U completely. Man U won.
I think because it's at Anfield, even forget Etihad itself, Liverpool will still flog them.
I'll be honest, logically, Liverpool should flog them. But just because of like how these kind of fixtures tend to go historically, you end up disappointing everybody. You might end up seeing a very rubbish draw.
Now, the fixtures stay go against United. Then we chop six. We don't know.
No, now, United is bad. Man City are defending champions.
Okay. Defend the way Colette for against Tottenham. Okay.
But you know, say these guys, Tottenham, the last city every year, low key. So even when they win now.
Really?
Do you know that? Do you know how?
Now Tottenham get their number. That's why I thought they were going to win last season now. We saw go miss 1-1. Rubbish.
Yeah.
Do you know how wicked our slot is? Do you know how that man is literally, he's just
wasting. Yeah, that is just the thing. All this draw.
His bench is not
changed. He's no more draw, bro.
His bench is not a bench. If this man
decides, and this is a killer, bro. This guy,
if this man decides to say, okay, everybody's fired, you say, Kiesa, give me 5 minutes of straight sprints. Just keep looking down that week. He doesn't want anything. If you put Kawaka there, 19, Kiesa,
you guys, I'm manifesting the result I want.
What's up, you kid?
Eh?
I think he can't get game time now. Come on.
Me too, Kiesa.
He's not going to bench. He's not going to bench Diaz. He's not going to bench.
Kiesa has not been. Has not been good since you.
They didn't bring Kiesa to. They brought Kiesa as a right winger. The left wingers in that team are Diaz and the strikers.
Yeah. Nunes and Jota.
But he's not going to.
But like at least one game now. No, be every. There are games that have not played Salah.
And he's probably out. They played Elliot
in that place. They played the. Another person in that right wing, but I'm like Kiesa, maybe he's not fit, or maybe he cannot adjust.
I think that's part of it, his fitness. Because when it came to, I don't think. But come on, guy, you've been playing how many weeks now? Never fit.
No, that's what I'm saying, eh?
Or maybe I feel like they might have scouted him maybe 2018 or 2019 or that period, because last season he was asked in Juventus. I don't know what they bought him. He's not been good for a while, ever since his injury.
He said they scouted him
when he was upcoming. That I remember.
When he was hot too. Well, come on.
Sometimes these scouts, I've been wondering what's going on in their heads, like when they are buying players. Like even this case, he can play the right wing, but he's primarily a left winger now. Like he has been playing. For the last couple of seasons, it was left wing he was playing on. Do you understand?
Who's Scout Anthony? I mean,
that one is Ten Hag personally. Ten Hag put a personal recommendation.
Anthony won't understand. If you watch Anthony YouTube, you go like, one of my guys now. They watching YouTube.
I actually had hope for this.
I had hope for him.
I can't even lie.
He fooled me too. So
he fooled me, bro.
My things are good too. They should not be bringing people from that league. You see that league? That's Dutch league. Just leave everybody there.
The success rate of players
from that league is like 1 in 10.
And the slot is from Dutch. It's from there. Dennis Bergkamp is from there. You had to go
all the way to 1995. Bring recent people now. Van de Beek, flop. De Jong. Flop.
Van de Veen,
is he from Dutch league? They got him Ajax.
Where did they get him from? Van.
I'm saying players from the Dutch, like actually players from the Dutch league. What about Ziyech, Hakim Ziyech? Flop.
But you can't compare this guy from the Dutch league to Gavin.
No, all those Ajax guys, all these
Gavin Beck,
Bernardo Silva came from there. Yeah,
Gavin Beck, now slot just saved your life. Now just God sent slot to save. Gavin Beck was on the edge of flopping. He was standing right there looking into the abyss. That slot just called pull him back. And saving him, he saved him by switching his position completely. Gravenbeck is at 8, right? Slot has started playing him 6. That's what saved his life. That's what saved his life. If they played Gravenbeck 8 in this Premier League, Thiago Alcantara will foresee now.
Have you forgotten?
Alcantara, senior man.
Alcantara,
senior man football. Senior. Give and go.
To me, to you. To me, to you.
No more. Say,
the
ball now your brother. Collect.
I said, that yeah, those memes, they kill me.
Those memes are the funniest. God.
The boy that your house boy, send a message.
Send a message, Thiago.
But you guys, though, you guys, as I was saying, maybe it's just me just trying to like manifest results I want. Because honestly, a draw is the perfect result. That's what we can bypass City.
Yeah.
But I don't want I'm not sure I want Liverpool to win because it will keep it at 9 points. It's better at 7 points at least. Like the same team they used past us last year, and we made up for it. So I want to make a draw, so it will be 7 points difference. That's it. Because if they win, that's bad.
I'm just trying to be realistic.
Yeah, if Man City win, so I don't like him. So I don't know.
Actually, we might see to winning. Actually,
Man City.
Yeah, because right now I feel like they can still drop points. If they win Liverpool, I think other teams can still beat them and they should chop maximum points. It's Liverpool that I don't know where they will drop points from.
Liverpool are definitely dropping points one way. But I want us to pass City now because I can't believe that at some point City will not like come back and start winning games.
Definitely they will. Definitely.
I think they will because I want to pass them now. They are lowest. It better mean they chase Liverpool because Liverpool. Realistically, they will still drop points. There are still a lot of hard games for them to play.
But that's the
thing. I think City will soon be done with all their hard games. So
despite all these points they are dropping here and there, they are just second. Like they are still there.
That's what I'm saying. It's actually wild.
It's just wild. United
lost
never
four games.
United never even drop any points with it.
Well, no matter how bad they are, though. No matter how bad they are, I need them to actually lose in Premier League. I need them back. Yeah, I need to pass City because I can't be making fun of them and I'm behind them. Go for a beat.
But you guys are playing West Ham.
Yeah, playing West Ham. We're going away to West Ham.
West Ham's home. You guys are playing.
Anyway, you guys see Madrid. Madrid will enter top 24. Jesus, they're playing Atlanta. They're going to Atlanta Stadium next.
Atlanta. That's our boy. Our boy is going crazy.
He's not playing, they are going crazy. This striker, I don't know. I thought Lukman was I thought Lukman was top scorer because now when Lukman is scored, 9 at the year.
Nah, that Retegui guy is cold too. Even before then, even that Scamacca then, the last season.
Yeah.
That guy was balling too, man.
Scamacca was good. But he came from West Ham now.
Yeah,
actually.
From West Ham.
Crazy. Yeah.
From West Ham.
Yeah, even Thuram the ball.
Thuram. I don't trust that league because of that team. But
wait, is it Inter Milan Thuram?
Wait, the striker one now.
Uh-huh.
He was in Atlanta before, was he?
I don't know if he was in Atlanta. I don't think he was in Atlanta.
I started before. Watching him.
Yeah, bro. I had that just mixed up.
I started watching.
That's a block.
And that guy is, I think this season he has even scored more than Lautaro.
Who?
On my way to. But you see that league? You see that league? Because
that's fraud league now. Fraud league now. All of us
are going to. The goals, why I see I'm scored. I'm not seeing any Premier League defender allowing that. Nah.
Yeah. Premier League defender, way Maguire did. Which means what's it worrying now? People mean you provide guys. What the fuck?
But I don't just see people allowed because there was the, like I think the match they played against Verona. No? In time, Milan played Verona 5-0 first half.
Mm-hmm.
Where all their players started do acrobatics and everything. See the pass they gave to the opening body, just allow ball roll forward.
Go watch Atlanta last match for Champions League. All of them turn Neymar.
Young boys are doing.
Are young boys now.
Nah, but those guys are good as fuck. When I need you, are good as fuck. When they play us now.
They never play. They don't give man yourself.
Those guys are good as shit. Everybody. Now, last thing they give Liverpool 4-0. They beat Liverpool 4-0 in Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
Europa League, I mean.
Was it there?
Yes, for Anfield, though. Nobody saying that.
Oh, Europa League, yeah, and they went on to win.
Guys, Serie A is having come back. See, as all their guys, they always enter the later stages now, unlike back in the secondary school. I think they're having a serious comeback right now.
But now they have some good players. I'm not going to say that.
Nah, they're all doing well in Champions League.
Mm-hmm. But this Champions League is interesting. I like them. I like this new format.
The most surprising people that do well in this Champions League format, now French league, except PSG. All of them are born except PSG.
Omo, Bakola and Co. Bakola.
But you know what's funny? They be playing well in almost all their matches. They be getting chances, but those guys don't score shit. I don't understand because they destroyed Bayern.
Nine.
And even when they had a red card, but they still lost 1-0. I was like, what the fuck? Like.
And they are below
24
now.
Or
they've gone down
said
because of
PSG. Yeah.
Yeah. PSG need a 9. Well, they have nines, but Enrique does not like any of them. And
this Colomani guy, World Cup to the depressor.
The Colomani did not even give the guy opportunity, guy. Yeah. Enrique never plays him. Well, PSG is 25th. 25th.
Yeah, they are
25th
too.
They are right under Madrid.
I mean, yeah, three games left. They can still come up. Sure. Yeah.
Madrid, maybe I want maybe and kick them out. I don't want. I think the next 10 to 15 years, me Madrid no go near that Champions League.
Yeah. I think the favorite with Champions League for me, Inter Milan, Liverpool, and.
Don't go Arsenal.
Don't be a fucking joker, man.
what do you mean? Arsenal is the only team that think
can. Got to cut us last year, shall we?
Honestly,
what you think you are? You have a chance to win the Champions League based on what?
Based on every team that's at play right now, based on form. Like literally, all this Liverpool, blah blah blah.
Yeah, people are ahead of you in that table. Yeah,
yeah.
Because you guys are seventh. You guys are seventh on the table. So mm-hmm. I think calling yourself. Do you think you have a better shot than Barcelona?
I think we can compete with Barcelona. They're not obviously ahead of us.
We can compete with Barcelona. If we face Barcelona,
I look
like
Arsenal.
What do you mean by that?
I think if you met Arsenal, you met Barcelona, you will hold in a bad way. That's what I think.
Not really, yo.
Ha! this guy don't like Arsenal, why?
No, I don't decide.
Not really. They won't hold. Like, they will lose, but they won't hold like that. They will lose, they won't hold like
that. Yeah, realistically, I don't see, like, yes, they can. Like, if they play
Barcelona. And Lewandowski.
On the day of, if they turn up, yes. But Arsenal can turn up. See,
Arsenal can turn up.
They can turn up on anybody, man.
Do you watch Arsenal Liverpool? So if you rate Liverpool that highly, did you watch that game against Arsenal Liverpool?
Yeah.
Did you actually watch that game?
I did.
Turn up against.
And you see the win Arsenal guy. Hey,
I don't know. See, now Saka, you know Saka guys do over there.
Right. What did you say for that game? Who did got no room to play? Now our scrap boys will even play, Loki.
God, what did I do to deserve this? People, they talk about Champions League. I don't even talk. I just keep quiet. The next season, my team go click.
Tomorrow, Pauk.
But you guys, under Amorim, though, who do you think is the best like midfield combination?
Mino,
Ugarte, Mino. I'm not even there. Mino, Ugarte.
That double pivot. Then is the number 10s that everybody to have. The two attacking midfielders. That's where everybody seems to have different these things. But everybody knows for a fact that for that double pivot, Mino and Ugarte.
Ugarte. Yeah, me too. I was surprised he started Casemiro.
No. Somebody said he just had his I understand it now moment. Because when he looked at him, like the way he gave the press conference, he was like, oh, now I get it. Don't worry, guys.
Casemiro.
But apparently, I think he played with those he met first because he had two training sessions.
Then so, they've been
international break now. They be there with their countries, all those kind of people. Yeah, but I think Casemiro should brush up on his Arabic skills.
He's next to be shipped.
Anyway, guys, we don't try for today. Move to small trivia.
Yeah,
I bet. I guess it's very simple. Just ask a few questions. And so, how are we to organize this thing now? I guess there's this thing. There's a is there a hand sign on this rubbish app?
Is there a hand sign? Or you can just do it with accordingly. Names Daniel then appear them.
Yeah. I guess I'll start from like maybe easy questions. Tier one, tier two. I think I'll just like 5, 5, 5 each one as you go in. Shit.
Yeah. Last question from the past.
Ask any question. Yeah, let's see. If I get 5, I don't try. If I even get 1, I try.
I swear you get 1, bro.
But let's go. So Daniel,
should I ask? Whoever answers first.
We should do that first now.
Ask directly. Like, no question.
Directly.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll ask somebody. If you don't get it, the next person will try to take your time. And then the next person will take your let's see. All right. I guess I'll start with person on my screen first is Kelvin. So Kelvin, you will go first.
Yeah.
So let's see what's tonight, right? So now this one will be Champions League history. No more stuff. I thought easy questions, you know. See
easy stuff. I know Sabiam. Hey God.
But also, if you don't get the question correctly, and the answer is wrong, it's very obvious, I'll just move on to the next question. That's it, actually.
Okay. So,
which player has the most hat tricks in Champions League history?
Most hat tricks.
Which player has the most hat tricks in Champions League history?
Someone just came to my mind right now.
Is it for anybody?
No. Me is me now. Calm down. He says,
it's okay.
I don't know. He won't call answer.
Ah, time to go.
I'll just see what's in my head. Lewandowski.
Lewandowski?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah,
catch up.
Ronaldo.
Not
Ronaldo.
Nah, Haaland.
It's Haaland.
Nah, guys, Messi. Nah, Messi.
Messi?
This one is giving my point. Nobody said that Haaland. Messi?
Nah, Messi, yeah.
Wow.
Are you serious? It's Messi.
Yeah, hat tricks.
Champions League.
You remember, say, maybe now when he give us now that this thing, damn, true though. That 4-1, that'd be 5-1.
Okay. You don't ready, Daniel?
Yeah.
Which team beat Juventus 4-1 2017 Champions League final?
Madrid.
Yeah.
Madrid.
Wrong.
What the fuck? No.
4-1. That was weird. I think. Final.
It was 3-1 now.
No, 4-1 in 2017 Champions League final. Wait, what's your answer?
Madrid.
You got it. My bad.
I was like,
come now, Frankie. Do now, Frankie. Do at the form. No worries. Open your tongue.
Hey, Alpha.
Who is the only player to have scored in three different Champions League finals?
In three different Champions League finals.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be Ronaldo.
Final answer.
Final answer. Three different Champions League finals.
Yeah.
Ronaldo Alewa. How many of this thing do I get? I'll go Ronaldo, bro.
Ronaldo.
Yes, it's correct.
Ronaldo, I guess. Nobody. I was just thinking, nobody on FIFA. Wait first. Mention the finals, I beg. No, not, not you, Chidam. Okay, mention the finals.
Who mentioned the finals?
Now, obviously, it was mentioned. Now. Me mention the finals. In just anytime, because I just thought about it now. Which final? Which final? Which one? Which one?
Opede go research him.
Wait till they talk. Sorry, person they call me. I guess come on social.
They talk about in 2017. Then that final that they won against Atletico. The one way they
2013.
Ronaldo and remove shirt. That one.
Are you?
The man you won 2008.
2008.
2013 and 2014. 2017, my bad. Yeah.
Yeah, 17, yeah.
Aya, two more questions for everybody before we call it a day.
No, wow. I never get points. Moving like man, you here.
Oh yeah. Which team?
Hey, boy, team again.
Which team has lost the most Champions League finals?
Liverpool.
This one easy, but yeah, it's more medium level.
Wait. Let me. This team is supposed to be easy now. Oh, finals.
Mm-hmm. Which team has lost the most Champions League finals?
I don't even see. On my thing, wake up my head now. I don't see how many times have they gotten to the finals. That's the problem.
Now, medium level difficulty. Yeah, small.
This question, Gabby.
Eh?
Who is Kevo?
Yeah, me.
Percy won't go. Okay, Kevo, you won't answer.
Atletico.
Maybe that is wrong. Liverpool. I've lost the most Champions League finals.
Liverpool that I was going to say too, but...
Say Liverpool. Daniel, what'd you answer?
No, nah, Daniel didn't answer. No, be me.
It's me that said Liverpool. So that means that I did wrong.
Daniel, what did you answer?
I think it's Liverpool.
Liverpool?
I think it's
wrong.
Liverpool's wrong. Wait, I think lost the most Champions League finals.
Oh my god! Wait, make I try again.
Lost the most Champions League finals.
I think it's just twice.
It can't be Arsenal.
I think it's just. I'll say
good the other side. You give Bucky banana.
I feel like if I give you guys clue, you guys will...
No. Chew. He said Bayern. He said, is it Bayern?
Oh, but you say Bayern?
Yeah. Wait. Calm down. Wait, the doofus. I said Bayern.
Make I ask you one question.
Abi. What is the question?
Now, two times they don't lose them, Abi.
No, two times. Seven.
Dude, that is Milan. That is the only other thing that is in my head, bro.
No, that was close, but the answer is Juventus.
Now, why did he ask him that two times? I'm not I was like, is that Juventus? Yeah.
Daniel, your turn. Who is the youngest player to captain a team in Champions League?
The youngest player
to captain a team in Champions League.
Wow.
Not recent player.
Just give me a sec. Let me think.
Don't be ChatGPT, bro.
Come on, you guys know now. Recent player. There's only one.
Yeah, did this thing happen? Which year? Eh? Which year the youngest player?
This guy hints. Will they give hints for this thing?
I did not give hint to
him. I think give hints. If you ask for hints now.
Okay, now.
Wow. I don't know now. I've been no.
20. What year? Okay, 2017. Yeah. 2017. But, wait, I think 2018, actually. Remember, 2018.
Who's this player? He answered now. Is it Bellingham?
Bellingham.
Yeah. Don't be Bellingham. Anybody want to try?
No, be Bellingham. Captain a team. Okay, yes. which league the team did?
No, if I talk about the team.
Let me see. But you said that in a recent player, recently. Let me see.
Now recent player, guy.
Champions League. Just a Champions League game.
Saka. Yes. No, be Saka. The player was 19 years old.
19. Is it Haaland?
Nope. The answer, now man, you boy, the Leeds.
The Leeds.
Oh,
oh my god. Yeah, that's right. Hey. Ty, see the Leeds, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, wow. You see how the mighty have fallen.
I'll pay your turn.
Oh, yeah, no.
So, which player is tied with Ronaldo for scoring in the most consecutive Champions League matches?
Come on,
man. Most consecutive. Yeah. wait. Yeah, no Russian.
So, is you want clue?
Yeah,
no, no clue.
Drop the clue. Drop.
Nah.
You see, he played
for Madrid before going to England.
He played for Madrid before going to England. Champions League gold. He said he played for Madrid before going.
Sorry, he played in England before going to Madrid. I don't father. I played England before going to Madrid.
Oh,
he played in England before going to Madrid.
In England before going to. That's interesting. There's only one person coming to mind. Hazard.
Eh?
Is it Hazard?
Consecutive Champions League goals.
Matches. He gonna be Bale. That guy Bale.
Ooh.
Bale.
I think Hazard, but not Bale.
What was your answer? What's your answer?
My answer from England to Madrid.
You played in England and moved to Madrid. If I take the club, it's too easy.
So. Oh yeah, that would be too easy. May I take this guy answer? I choose Bill, bro.
That's wrong.
Eh?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Daniel, you won't try. Oh, Kevin, you won't try. You won't get back.
Wait, so you said from England.
Kevin, you get 0.2.
Relax. Now, so man, you take get zero goal difference. No,
from England to
England to Madrid.
He was playing in Premier League. Then he went to Madrid.
Wow.
Went to Madrid.
It's not Bale. It's not Hazard, of course. Obviously, the person has to be an attacker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a goal scorer. I think you have to think and go far.
Which year this question?
Not anybody recent. It's far.
No, be recent.
Yeah. I know who it is. Actually,
you're this. I don't know. This no niggas.
I don't know, bro.
Okay, Kevin, Daniel, you answer.
Wait.
Just
talk.
Eh?
Na vanish, Roy.
Nahim, boy, turn the pass.
Wow!
I would have never gotten it.
Rude.
This last round of questions.
Wow, guys, I'm sorry, it's not my turn today. I mean,
Kelvin, what team holds the record for largest margin of victory in Champions League?
Largest margin as in goal scored.
Yes, in the match, like the trash person 8-0. The trash person 8-0. Do you want a clue?
Yes, a clue. Give me a clue.
It's an English team.
It's an English team.
Yeah.
Champions League.
Yeah.
You guys win that one at this point.
Wait, is it recently? Nah, because any English team might not say Champions League.
No, you so you want okay, the year is 2007. Wait, I go tell you, go feed me, don't go Google that one.
No, I did. You just see me for camera right now. I think you know why I won't even call, but I don't want even call because I know see, I don't leave now.
Wow,
8-something. I know it's gonna be Arsenal. When last they entered this?
Yeah, relax, bro.
Omo. It's an English team that went to, oh boy. That's not good. Chelsea?
Nope. Anybody want to try?
Don't tell me it's mine. Don't tell me it's mine. largest
victory in 2007.
Mm-hmm. The largest victory of all time happened in 2007.
Wow.
Who would a big person like that? 2007. I'll pick this guy. You pick who? Who do you pick? Chelsea?
Or... I pick Chelsea. He's wrong. It's not Chelsea.
Oh, you pick Chelsea. I'm gonna pick Manu, man. Manu.
It'll be Manu.
If
I don't answer, I'm gonna get down. So. No worry, no be my you, no be my you. Nah, Liverpool, 8-0.
Nah, the other one is the way I want to. I don't know, this guy put my you for my head. We were no rate my
2007, no rate my you.
No, now past glory. No, now why I talk my
Daniel, now your turn.
Is it that past glory, boy? Yeah.
So, which team won the Champions League after its like rebranding 1992? The first team to win Champions League after they rebranded it.
Milan.
Final answer. Yeah, but I didn't even ask for a clue.
Yeah.
And your final answer with that?
Yeah.
No, be I'm yeah, wrong.
He left me as the big one you first. See, look at
that. Now, I want to try Kelvin, okay?
Who win in 1992?
Anybody want to try?
Wait. Give me a clue.
I'll give clue.
Clue.
Now, English team.
Okay, no be English team.
Okay.
No be English team.
Mm-hmm.
The people will call my head for English team, man. Those bombs. Nothing have come my head, Shabba.
I guess, no be that yet, these guys win. Was it Ajax?
Who did answer?
So was Ajax. Let me talk.
Okay, yeah. Ajax called my head, but anyway, go.
No be Ajax.
Okay,
get an answer.
Are they drug bro?
No, Kelvin.
Anyway, the only... I'll give you a clue.
Oh, yeah. Okay. One last clue.
Their captain is Francis' current manager. Their captain was Francis' current manager. Oh, their captain was, at the time, Francis' current manager. Yeah. Deschamps.
No. Was Deschamps?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I don't even know where he played for.
I didn't think
you carry me watch the champs. I didn't know what
I don't forget the man's Namaste.
Bro, nah, I won't even think about that. Mama, you go Namaste.
Namaste? Nah, bro.
Okay, so, Opey, your question.
My final question be this one.
I'm not gonna ask people like this now.
Simple one, may we end that.
See, simple one. No.
Which goalkeeper has the most clean sheets in Champions League history?
Most clean sheets?
Mm-hmm.
Champions League history. Give me one clue.
Oh, well, this kind of question never been to be the
What talk? It gets people waiting in my mind. I just try to clarify.
The keeper. Hmm.
Which league the keeper did?
I know if you talk that one.
No talking.
Wait. Okay. The keeper. No.
Wait. Do you say Champions League?
Yeah, most clean sheets in Champions League history. So.
History.
Yes. The keeper had.
You know how many goalkeepers don't come to this Champions League, brother?
The keeper
just
has
to think about the most successful, the successful teams.
You said the keeper has a World Cup.
Yeah.
Oh. I know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Luigi? Buffon?
Eh?
Make I talk.
It's not Buffon.
It's not Buffon.
Just say it. Your answer did wrong.
Namibine.
What do you talk?
I talk Buffon.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Give me the answer.
It's not Buffon.
Give me a Buffon.
I can't be waiting for the
answer. Make I get at least one point.
Yeah, but just fail, yeah. Fail. May I answer?
Now.
Fail. You say he has the World Cup, Abi?
Yeah.
Waiting for this goat's name. Casillas.
Yes, correct.
I knew it.
Okay, wait, you say what?
I knew it was Casillas. Don't you want to talk to?
All right, guys.
As I hear walk up, my mind just started.
I knew it. Immediately said walk up, I knew it was Cassius.
I hear walk up, my mind fly.
It was a fun conversation. Let's do this again next week.
All right, man.
All right.
All right, guys.